95.5 PLJ, Rob Thomas, One Less Day, Dying Young. I'm Race Taylor. This is the famous final show on the famous final hour. Yeah. Of 95.5 PLJ. We have all today had the luxury of the opportunity to say goodbye in our own special way. Todd and Jade, this morning, spectacular. The outpouring of emotions, and then the dance party with Melanie Torres that happened during the midday.
Yeah.
We
Hot
did
moves.
Exactly. Thank you. We did our thing, but Mike Allen is not going to have that chance after 7 o'clock. So we invite him to the microphone right now.
Thank you, Race. This is probably the most nervous I've ever been for ever at any break I've done on this radio station, including my first one. I don't think I've ever done it with a live studio audience, but can I get a bed, please?
Sure. Let me see if I can find one for you. What page was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's do this.
My name is Mike Allen. I literally got to live my dream speaking into this microphone and getting to be the assistant program director on the legendary 95.5 WPLJ. Last night was extremely special. I got to do one final show with some old friends, just a bunch of guys and girls who are in love with radio. Oddly enough, I left the radio station at 2 a.m. feeling happy. Happy is not the feeling you would think you would feel, knowing that at 7 p.m., I will no longer be able to call WPLJ home. I've had so much happiness in my heart that I was able to be in the presence of some of the greatest broadcasters in this unbelievably crazy business. Yesterday was an historic day. I will not let it be ruined with the feeling of sadness. Thank you to all the participants, and know because of you, my last major memory of WPLJ-FM will be a marathon day filled with laughter and a music history lesson that can never be learned anywhere else. Before I go, I need to thank my beautiful wife, Michelle. Without you, my life wouldn't be the same. Over the last few weeks, I know I haven't been 100% there. Your patience, your forgiveness has allowed me to be able to give some extra time here to help sign this radio station off the correct way. You are truly my superwoman. You let me escape and do all this while being 7 months pregnant with our baby girl coming July 24th. On top of that, all day long, you find yourself chasing our 2.5-year-old Hudson. I love you more than you'll ever know. Speaking of my boy Hudson, I talked about this last night, and as a dad, I always envy Race when I hear him sign off each night with a sound clip of his son saying, "I shush you."
I shush you.
That's always what I wanted while working here at the radio station, a connection with my son and this magical place we call PLJ. Timing is always a funny thing, because a few weeks ago we were in the car, me and my son, about to park, and he said something to me that made me realize the power of this incredible radio station. And you might have heard me talk about this last night. I had every intention not to talk about it until this moment, but last night emotions got the best of me, and I woke up to a bunch of notes, tweets, and texts about how powerful the bit I did about my son was. I honestly cannot remember what I said yesterday. It's all a blur, but I know I didn't play this.
PLJ, you're me mad.
I'm going to be mad. Why?
I'm leaving.
Who's leaving?
PLJ.
So Daddy's gonna be mad?
Yeah.
Are you gonna be mad?
Nope.
No?
I'm a big boy.
You're a big boy. Okay.
I'm not mad.
Alright, what is it again? 95.5 what?
PLJ.
Yeah.
So, that's right.
We train them young, my friend. We train them young.
To my handsome little dude Hudson listening right now at Grandma and Grandpa's house, know that I love you. I can't wait to spend the whole summer with you. I am, and I will forever be grateful for this opportunity. I'm more grateful for every person I've ever come in contact with here, high above the world's most famous arena. And I ran into syndicated talk show host John Batchelor outside the Garden last night. I shook his hand to say goodbye. He told me, "This business is way too small to say goodbye." He said, "We'll work together soon." So as I look around this room today, I say to you, this business is way too small to say goodbye. We all will work together soon. So one last time, my name is Mike Allen on New York's 95.5 WPLJ. I love you all.
Huey Lewis in the news on New York's 95.5 PLJ. It is the final hour of the famous final show. I am Race Taylor. We have much more still to come as we're going to pack as much life into the next 44 minutes as we possibly can. On the phone, our friend Steve Borneman, who was with the station for a long time, in many of those years when we had an association with Blythedale Children's Hospital. And the artists we would bring there to help raise money for the organization there during that time was phenomenal. I know you have a story about an artist in particular. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Race. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Been listening for the past couple of days. You guys have been great. Sounds wonderful. Very, very sad, but, you know, things have to move on. Quick story about Blythedale. Blythedale was my favorite day of the year. You know, it's a hospital with severely disabled children, and we always had big artists came, and they'd play, and they would hang out with the children, and so much so that my daughter came with me every year, and she was 8 years old, and she's now a nurse at Memorial Sloan Kettering for kids with cancer because of Blythedale. It was such a special place. But anyway, one year, Dave Matthews was our guest, and Cindy Lauper was there, and Cindy was there, and she was hanging out, talking to the kids, and spending the whole afternoon or morning with all the children. Dave Matthews gets up, and he plays two songs, and he leaves. And I'm like, well, what's with that? Why don't you hang out with the kids? And I was really pretty upset with Dave Matthews. So I let the weekend go by, and I talked to Tom Cuddy on Monday morning, and I said, Tom, what was with Dave Matthews? He had no time for the children. He played two or three songs, and he left. And Tom said, well, what you don't know is what Dave didn't want anybody to know is when the kids that couldn't play or kids that couldn't come to the room where everybody was, they were stuck in their hospital rooms because they were so sick. Dave went around to every single room and played an acoustic guitar and played songs and sang to all the kids that couldn't make it into the big room.
That's
amazing. Wow, that is just such an amazing story. And his stock went way up, and it's just one of the millions of stories we had at the great PLJ. And thank you for all you're doing. Thank you for allowing me to be a little part of the big station, and I wish you all great luck.
Thank you so very much for that. Steve Borneman on 95.5 PLJ. We have just a tremendous amount of love for the hearts of all of the artists who have helped us in our charitable endeavors throughout the course of the history of this radio station, from Blythedale Children's Hospital to Children's Specialized Hospital to the number of races and walks and all the things that we have done to hopefully make this world a better place. We worked at it for a long time, and we hope we did you proud. Thank you for your donations along that time. Thank you for your listening. Thanks to Dave for starting something that continues with PLJ. It's 95.5 PLJ. That is Dave Matthews Band. I'm Race Taylor. It is the final hour of this radio station high above Madison Square Garden in New York City. We have a number of people to thank, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But we wanted to welcome to the microphone Dan Herschel, the chief engineer, who was, of course, working diligently when this whole system went down last night shortly after 8 o'clock. We ran down the hall to grab a box of the oldest, dustiest CDs we could find that would still play.
I got to play Stairway to Heaven like I was 1977 or something. It was great.
It felt good, though, didn't it?
It did. There's nothing like that. Crisp, clean CD sound. So we thought we'd give you a moment to say a couple things because you are responsible for keeping this ship afloat technically for the past several years.
Well, it's weird to be on this side of the mic because usually I get calls in the middle of the night when the station goes off the air. Something funky is happening. A song's not playing right. I get the call. And between myself and the rest of the engineering department, it's really been a pleasure over the years to be a part of this radio station, to be able to rise to the technical challenge of anything that the station is really needed. There are a few names that I wanted to mention that have been part of this team over the years. I know I'm going to be leaving a bunch of people out because, I mean, I'm 38 and I just haven't been around as long. But Alex Roman for hiring me here years ago when I left CBS-FM. Sean Sandoval was the chief engineer here as well, director of engineering, did a fantastic job and taught me a lot. Kevin Plum was a predecessor to Alex who built a lot of the infrastructure here at WPLJ. I need to shout out Adam Blakeney, IT extraordinaire, who's been behind everybody in the offices, at the transmitter sites, in the studios everywhere. Adam, good man. Appreciate everything you've done. Phil says he loves you. Dan Alfonso as well. Well, we all love Phil, too. Dan Alfonso has been behind so many remote broadcasts and really deserves an honorable mention here at PLJ on the last day. And one last final thing I wanted to say. The gentleman that brought me into radio, that hired me at 92.3 K-Rock in 2000, right off of internship, Rich Herbie, he's in the hospital now. He's been there since November. He had a brain tumor removed. And he's fighting, and he's going to recover, but, you know, he could use some prayers from everybody out there. So
excellent.
We can channel some radio love his way. I'm sure he'd appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank
to
you,
all
everybody.
You guys,
thank
because
you.
When it comes down to it, everybody that has walked through this hallway to the studio has said one thing, that there's just nothing like hearing your song on the radio. This guy said those very words to Scott and Todd down the shore not long ago. It is the power of whatever that magic is, that thing you do, that extra sauce that makes it jump into your mind. It's 95.5. Yeah, Bruce on 95.5 PLJ. All the mics are on. The room is full. The air conditioning cannot work this hard.
Air conditioning.
Apologize. Yeah, what is that? What is that luxury? Air conditioning, you're kidding me. Joey Kramer is stepping to the microphone. Thank you very much, by the way, for being part of the festivities yesterday.
Oh, hey, man. Joey.
Thank you.
Joey. That walk through history was unbelievable.
It was pretty incredible yesterday. Yeah. Pretty special. By the way, Dan Herschel left out a very important name, Gene Maxwell, who's been our engineer here for, I don't know, like 175 years.
Yeah.
And he looks fantastic for his age. So thank you, Gene Maxwell. We also have to thank the staff at TMPG. They are one of our clients. They sent some bubbly to us, some big cold bottles of bubbly on behalf of our staff at TMPG and our countless clients who have been heard on the airwaves of PLJ throughout the years. We thank you for your partnership. Business is just business without the heart and soul of good people working together for a common goal, to do the best job we can, to deliver a great product, and to most importantly, connect with people. Thank you for helping us connect with your listeners in a special way. Cheers.
Yes. Wow.
Ready for this? The engineers aren't here, right? I'm opening a bottle of champagne over the board.
There is liquid
here
near
we go.
The board. Be careful.
Yeah! Oh,
fantastic.
That was disappointing.
Try another one.
We wanted to take an eye out. No?
Is this for me?
Yeah.
That's right. I just want to say that was a one-take read from Joey Kramer off of a tiny cell phone. Back in the day, that would be impossible. You'd need two engineers, a giant reel-to-reel machine, special lighting, an insulated booth.
A lot of splicing tape.
Right? Amazing how technology has progressed and the things that we can do now. And if you're a young kid and you think you want to be on the air someday, just know that the dream is possible. And though there may be fewer places for you to practice your craft, when you think about it, it's all right there in the palm of your hand. Whether you started with 45s as a little kid in your basement, or you've got an app on your phone that will let you go from song to song and talk over the intro, the dream is there and it's yours, and take it, because you are the future of the industry and communication, and we're all counting on you. It's 95.5 PLJ. I don't know what that was. That was the craziest sound I've ever heard in this room. Are we? Let me see what I can turn on.
We're still on, right?
Okay, good.
What time is it?
That's fine. It is almost that time. We are going to get set to say goodbye here in just a minute, but what we really wanted to do was end with just a little tongue-in-cheek thing, and it is perhaps the biggest joke in all of radio. And it's not that it's a joke, but it's no matter where you started, you always had to back time and count backwards to get to the top of the hour so you could hit a pre-recorded show or something that was syndicated. And whenever you were out of time, everyone always said, pick something short. You need a short song. I just need 2 minutes. Well, guess what? In the world, especially of classic rock and modern pop, there's no such thing as a two-minute song. But thank God for these guys. We need 2 minutes to get us where we gotta be, and it's Delamitri. Roll to me. New York's 95.5 PLJ. Look around the world, pretty baby, is it out? It's 95.5 PLJ. We have a full house. Just about 20 minutes until 7 o'clock. A quick shout out to our digital department who has been working tirelessly this entire week. I cannot believe what we've rigged up in the corner, how that video camera was suspended from an old cart rack.
I want a copy of that. How do I get a copy of that before 7?
I know, but we had some full-on MacGyver moments here in the last few days. And if you're looking for this audio or the videos or anything that we've shared on social, it is going to live on the internet for some time. So thank you to the digital department. Thank you for everyone in this room for your energy. For your dancing. For your clapping. And now we have just enough time for a few very important messages.
My name is Chad Lopez, and I am the Vice President, Market Manager of Cumulus New York and 95.5 WPLJ. Today marks a day in history, not only in New York City, but in the entire tri-state area, as we honor PLJ and unfortunately say farewell. This week, we were very much reminded of the strength of our loyal listeners, which have grown to be the PLJ family. We have been reminded of our bond and how much our colleagues mean to us at PLJ. If you are listening right now, you are part of our family, and we are so grateful for your loyalty of many years. Some of you, for all of the 48 years that PLJ has been on air, thank you for letting Todd and Jade ride with you as you took your kids to school, and spending your lunchtime with Melanie Torres, for embracing Race Taylor on your ride home, and your evenings with Mike Allen. Radio is much more than what you're hearing coming out of the speakers. We are so thankful to our behind-the-scenes team, from our traffic department, to engineering, promotions, production, sales, digital, and Gladys for answering our phones. A special thank you to those who have dedicated their careers to PLJ for more than 20 years. Marianne, Millie, Fred, Beth, Phil, and Linda. There are many others to thank for a very long duration to this great brand. Thank you to the entire on-air staff who created moments for us on air for many, many years to create an iconic platform. Thank you to Scott Shannon, who teamed up with Todd Pettingill, who helped wake up New York with a laugh for close to 25 years. Thank you to Mary Berner, our CEO, for granting me the opportunity to be a part of this amazing station. Sadly, today we say goodbye, and the entire tri-state area all feels the same sadness as we come together to say farewell. On behalf of everyone at 95.5 WPLJ, our amazing staff who showed up every single day with a smile on the 17th floor, high atop Madison Square Garden, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Let's all cherish the wonderful memories and history of our legendary radio station. Farewell to you, 95.5 WPLJ.
Hi, I'm Linda Wenk, Digital Ad Operations Manager at 95.5 PLJ. From New York's best rock to today, PLJ has been the soundtrack of my life and the reason I got into radio. Thanks for the music and memories, PLJ. It's been a privilege to work here.
Hi, my name is Dan Alfonso. I'm a broadcast engineer with WPLJ, and I am proud to call this my home for the last 4 years. It's been an amazing journey. I grew up listening to PLJ, so it's always been a dream to work for PLJ. I'm glad I was part of this legendary radio station.
Hey, it's Phil McCary, the production director here at 95.5 PLJ. I'm a New York kid. I grew up listening to PLJ, and I've had a career here. I've been working here 20 years. It's been a lifetime, and so much life has happened in those 20 years, some good, some bad. But one thing was certain. No matter what, I had family here and my coworkers that had my back.
Hi, this is Dan Kelly. I'm the creative services director here at PLJ. My job is to make all the audio you hear in between the songs. Promos, the IDs, the sweepers, all that stuff. I grew up in Rockland County, New York, listening to Power 95. Then in the 90s, while I was in college, I dreamt of working here, never thinking that dream would come true. When the late, great Gene Wootten decided to move on in 2002, somehow I got hired. And it's been the most unbelievable, life-changing experience. So I have to thank my son, Justin, and my daughter, Amanda, for being great kids, better than I could ever ask for. and my incredible wife, Lori, who dealt with all my late nights here at work while she took care of the kids. I love you more than words can say. And I will forever be in debt to Tom Cuddy and Scott Shannon for hiring me for the job of my dreams. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Deborah Petrozelli, business manager for WPLJ. I just want to say thank you for sharing all the years of my commute from Dutchess County to Westchester County and up to Stamford. And now today for sharing all my evenings putting my son to bed. Hi, Sean. Thank you again.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann McInerney. I'm the traffic director at WPLJ. I've wanted to work at WPLJ since 1975, so that just proves if you think you can, you can. I want to thank Ellen Girone, Lisa Tanachi, Larry Berger. I want to thank Mitch Dolan for quoting Dr. Seuss and saying, "Don't cry because it's goodbye. Smile because it happened." And I am trying to remember that. And thank you to everyone throughout these 37 years. Love you all.
Hi, this is WPLJ Program Director Dave Labrosi. And these are the final moments of one of America's iconic radio stations. For this kid from a small Pennsylvania town of about 2,000, to have the chance to play a small part in the history of American radio and radio in New York City is a dream come true. But none of this would have happened without the vision, dedication, and hard work of those who paved the way for us. So it's only appropriate now that we take a second to recognize the legendary program directors who built WPLJ. These are truly the Mount Rushmore of radio program directors in America. Larry Berger, Tom Cuddy, Scott Shannon, Tony Mascaro, John Fox, and Gillette. Thank you for the privilege and the honor to carry on the traditions and standards which you all set. Your shadow loomed large in these hallways and had a major impact on radio across the states. What you created was copied and imitated by thousands of other radio stations around the globe. But program directors are nothing without great talent. And over the last few days, we worked hard to recognize, appreciate, and pay tribute to the true heroes of 95.5 PLJ. Now, I just want to take a moment to recognize the current staff and thank them. These last few months and weeks have been very difficult for all of you. But you've been the ultimate professionals, and words will never truly describe the gratitude, respect, and love I have for all of you. It has been an honor and a dream to work alongside of you. Todd Pettengill, Jay Donovan, Annie, Monk, Melanie Torres, Race Taylor, Mike Allen, Dan Kelly, Joey Kramer, Terry Donovan, Phil McCarry, Skywalker, Utopia, Alina, and Bill Ayers. Congratulations, Bill, on a historic 46-year run on WPLJ. Watching you all make great radio day in and day out will be a memory I will cherish for the rest of my days. None of this would have been possible without the support of our market manager, Chad Lopez. Thank you, Chad. There's a line from an old Harry Chapin song where he says, "Remember how we'd listen to the radio and I said, that's the place to be?" WPLJ was the place to be. Dr. Seuss said, "Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory." I will cherish these memories forever, and I thank everyone for their passion and professionalism. May God bless you all.
And the world will live as one.
Fantastic. probably the most fitting song we could imagine at this point in time. We had a party a few weeks ago. It seems like yesterday because this last week itself has been a blur. And at that party, Tom Cuddy and some people behind the scenes worked very hard to find the voices and the names of the people who have made this radio station sing for nearly 50 years in New York City. We've added to that list. We've found a few other people, and we would like to share with you this montage, this medley of the voices that have shaped the soundtracks of our lives.
This is Zach on WPLJ.
What super music came to you from WPLJ? And this is Tony Pig.
Right here at WPLJ at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm Jimmy Fink.
I'm David Fontino, WPLJ.
I'm Shelley Sunstein, WPLJ News.
The Pat St. John Show from WPLJ.
This is Kara Miller, WPLJ. The music is from Styx.
WPLJ. Mark Coppola with you.
This is Dave Charity on WPLJ.
It's 46 degrees right now. I'm JJ Kennedy.
Peter Bush with much more music.
Hit Radio 95, WPLJ. I'm Jim Kirk, good morning.
WPLJ Power 95 and Smoking Willie Be Good.
WPLJ Power 95. This is Fast Jimmy.
Howard's here.
Hi there, where the love is.
Yo, this is Domino and the all-new Power 95.
Greg Sunder.
And the all-new WPLJ.
Good morning, Gary Bryan.
And Linda Energy.
David Haynes, news and comment.
Most music Power 95. Your Valentine is in the ozone.
95.5 PLJ, it's Al Bandiero.
95.5 PLJ, Skywalker.
Friday morning with Scott and Todd and Joe Nolan.
It's summer 2009 and Bruce is on your radio.
It's Patty Steele.
Brad Blanks, and I've got Bill Evans here. How are you, sir?
Nice to be with you.
AJ Rowling, commercial free of PLJ.
95.5 PLJ.
It's Rocky Allen, Blaine Inslee.
I'm Christina Lang, and PLJ's Rocky Allen Showgram.
I'm Heather O'Rourke, PLJ real-time traffic.
I'm Cindy Vero.
95.5 PLJ.
Good morning. I'm Christy McIntyre.
Todd and Jay in the morning.
On 95.5 PLJ.
It's Ralphie, of course, on New York's 95.5.
The All Request Lunch Hour with Jeff Miles.
An email wanting Adam Lambert.
95.5 PLJ. I'm Rich Kaminsky.
It's Christine Ritchie with Bill's Forecast.
Play the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. It is Joey Kramer.
It's Dave Stewart with a PLJ difference.
Your whole office got together and you've been phone scammed.
Oh, my God.
95.5 PLJ. Chris Marino.
David Simpson.
New York's hit music station with Kim Ashley.
I'm Rach Taylor.
95.5 PLJ. It's Jamie Lee.
Robbie Burgess here.
PLJ.
Danny Myers here.
I am Onions.
Kenny Walker's working a time machine weekend.
It's me, Jason Drew.
Hello, it's Blake Hayes.
95.5 PLJ. I'm Melanie Torres.
And I'm Terry Donovan.
Hey, I'm Utopia.
My name is Sky Walker.
Hey, I'm Alina.
This is Bill Ayers on 95.5 PLJ.
95.5 PLJ. My name is Mike Allen.
It is John Fox, 95.5 PLJ.
I'm Tony Romo.
This is the nearly famous, highly outrageous, but never ever contagious, original extra large and turbocharged, one and only, no baloney, Scott and Todd, Friday morning, weekend blast off spectacular.
95.5 WPLJ.
I'd say, I said W-D-L-J, really tastes good to me.
Paul and Oates, live from the PLJ studios. That is probably the most recent recorded version of that song, and I know we had several options to choose from. Before we have a chance to toast, because you heard us open the champagne, and if you're someplace safe and of age, we hope you'll join us for the same. We would like to get the current full-time staff, as we have about 3 minutes left, just to take a moment and say goodbye, and we'll start with Joey Kramer.
Many, many years ago, Scott Shannon and Tom Cuddy gave this young kid at that time the opportunity of a lifetime. They handed me the keys to a Lamborghini, and they said, don't screw it up. And they trusted me with it, so I thank them. I thank all the DJs who helped me along the way and helped me grow. I thank you loyal listeners. You guys are unbelievable, the most loyal ever. To my family and friends who were always there for the emotional support, especially over the last 3.5 months, you guys rock. And to my ride or die, my incredible, beautiful wife, Tina, who never once ever said or complained, you got to work this weekend, you got to work this holiday. She is number one, the best, babe, I love you.
Excellent. Thank you, Joey. Melanie Torres.
Of course, I'm the one who can't hold it together. This radio station has changed my life. I grew up in Florida. I never thought that I would be here
like, I think I was 30 when I came to New York City, and it was always my goal to be here. And I just want to thank Mike Allen for, I mean, just believing in me and teaching me so much and being by my side throughout this whole ride. I've learned so much from you, and you've been so great. And Race, you're literally like who I want to be when I grow up. And everyone, the staff here, you guys have become my family. I moved here and I only knew my fiance. So you guys were my family, the people that I had celebrated with, who I cried with, who I was frustrated with. So thank you guys for being here. It's unbelievable to see this many people in a room right now. And I want to thank my fiance for being my rock and getting me through this and being my shoulder to cry on. And yeah, I love you guys. All right, I'm done.
Mike Allen.
Mine's real quick. I said my piece. I made so many friends here. It's not even friends. You guys are all family here. Hopefully we all stay in touch for a very long time. And this has been the greatest part of my life, professionally and personally. So thank you all for being a part of that. And thank you to the listeners. And thank you, Mr. Race Taylor.
Thank you. We're down to just under a minute. So before we go, my wife is by my side. Thank you to our families. Our immediate families, our extended families, our New Jersey families, our work families, everybody in this room, you have lived up to the testament from just a few weeks ago. Smile because it happened, and you have been that exactly to a T. While we get set for a toast, one final phrase.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
If you would please raise your glasses. May the 48-year run of this radio station prove to be a testament to the power and the love of terrestrial radio. And may the mere thought of the letters PLJ bring a smile to your face, a warmth to your heart, and a tingle to your ears. Here's to those who have walked these halls and breathed life into these microphones. It is with peace, love, and joy that we toast the White Port Lemon Juice. Here's to PLJ. And for one final time, from high above Madison Square Garden, this is the world famous WPLJ, New York.
Hope ignited. Lives changed. Hearts united. Positive. Encouraging. 95.5 K-Love. WPLJ, New York. Sharing the love and hope of Jesus because of monthly support from listeners like you.
Hey, it's Matthew West. You pick the winners of the K-Love Fan Awards. So go to klove.com right now. Cast your vote.
Grace was a kingdom.